Until then, you just record in silence. Of course, you remembered what was out there before.
Say hi. Say hi.
I want to eat it, Mother.
Yep.
Yeah, you can set them up and read things to them, and then
I think that is sure good for him.
This one has a little whistle in it. And my pads, there are two little felt pads on there, and they're embedded now with iron oxide that was on the tape.
Karen, get him one of those. New cookies.
Well, let's see. If I was going to start this now, I'd say, what rooms do you have in your house?
Don't forget now, utility rooms, kitchen, den, front room, bathroom, three bedrooms.
There'd be seven rooms and a bath.
What are the rooms?
Well, we'll start right here. Let's have a utility room, kitchen, and then front room, three bedroom, bathroom.
Did you call the front room anything else when you were a boy?
No.
Or did your parents call it anything else? I was wondering if you still called it a parlor then.
No, I didn't when I was a boy.
That was a special room anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was, you come in the parlor and you use it only on Sundays?
Yeah.
How did you heat your house when you were a boy?
We used wood.
What'd you burn it in?
In a wood stove.
And the smoke went up what?
Chimney.
Was this brick?
Yeah.
Went all the way down to the ground?
No, or? Went through the ceiling and went out through the attic.
Uh-huh. And the attic was up, did anybody sleep in the attic or
no.
Did you do anything up there? Just spare, huh? I know some places that's called a garret, up in the garret. This chimney, now, did this go from the ceiling or from the roof and above the roof way down to the ground, or was it bricked only from, say, a couple feet below the eaves?
What do you mean? From the floor up?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was about 4 foot off the floor and clearing up through the ceiling, through the attic and clear through the roof, sticking above it, about 2 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that one you can see in there, see?
Mm-hmm.
It is made for a wood stove or a coal stove.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of like this, yeah.
What do you call the metal part there?
You mean that gas, that on that butane stove?
Well, the part that goes up and into the
I call it stove pipe.
Uh-huh.
But on a gas stove, I imagine it'd be called vent pipe.
Uh-huh. Do you ever burn your logs in one of those, or your wood in an open place?
Open fireplace?
Yeah.
No, I never did.
Were they at all common around here? Or?
Oh, not too much common. They are, you see quite a few of them houses built nowadays. Mm-hmm. Get for more looks in them, yes.
Yeah, boy, isn't that true.
I don't like myself in a new house. I wouldn't like
it. People who start with them want a stove, when you got a stove and you want a fireplace again. What do you call the bottom part of the fireplace? The part that's with the wood?
You mean the grates?
Grates, these are metal?
The grates are cast iron.
Uh-huh. And then what do they sit on?
Well, I don't know what it would be. It'll never be brakes.
Uh-huh.
You got me on that fireplace because I don't know anything about it much.
Uh-huh. What do you call the part above the fireplace where you may put pictures or a clock?
Can I help you out?
Sure.
Mantle.